Something out here. I'm gonna play music here now, so, and then we'll figure our stuff out.
Okay.
All right.
Last time I saw you was down at the Greeks. There was whiskey and sundae and tears in her cheeks. She sang me a song that was pure as the breeze and a road leading up Glenavie. I sat for a while at the Crescent Finnan where young lovers would meet when the flowers were in bloom. Heard the men coming from the fire at Chiron, the hearts in Tipperary, wherever they go. Take and dry your tears, babe. Take my hand, forget your fears, babe. There's no pain, there's no more sorrow. They've all gone, gone in. Gap in the wharf and a rusty tin can and all her bow. When the cards been dealt and the rosary called and a fiddle playing chandelier. And the next time I see you, we're down at the Greeks. There'll be whiskey and sundae and tears in our cheeks. For stupid to laugh and it's useless to bow. But a rusty tin can and all her bow.
A radio 101 FM 540 AM The Shaw.
I am your host, First District Alderman
Don Brown. And as many of you know, I will be vacating my post in April due to redistricting, but
I have the blessing here of the studio to refer to this office as the office of former Alderman Don Brown this April. So this will be the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. And it certainly is in many regards with this wonderful weather we're having.
Boy, we got a great great lineup for you today.
This week, I'm also known as Downtown Donnie Brown because today I will be talking to the two challengers for the Downtown District 11 seat held by incumbent Len Miller. Len isn't able to join us today. He's out of town this weekend, but I will have Aaron Spencer up and Alicia Halbenslaven later. But first, I also have another special guest, my very good friend, Mary Jane Sanchez of the Executive Women's Network of Waukesha County. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did, Don.
Fantastic. So, but before we start with Mary Jane, a few news items to take care of. Give me a moment here. Excellent. Hey, if you haven't made it to Jamboree already, don't miss the ice sculpting competition downtown from 10 to 2 today. You'll also want to check out the Penguin Egg Hunt, the Academy Live at Civic Theater, the planes at the Waukesha County Airport, Snow Snake Games, I say that three times at Lowell Park, the Bark and Brew Beer Garden, and more. Just go to jamboree.org to find out where you want to be today.
Sports. Waukesha Halt South High School beat McGuanago last night at McGuanago.
74-66. Earlier in the week, they beat Verona handily on Tuesday night here at home. So the record is now 11-4. And again, they are still the hot news item here in Waukesha. The All-High Waukesha Wings Hockey Club plays today in Kenosha, so let's wish them well. And then things to look for in upcoming shows. We're either going to have Gina Kozlik, our city clerk, or another member of the city on one of our future shows in the next couple of weeks to talk about our election system, Waukesha, and why all of you should feel very confident about what the good people here in Waukesha are doing and the integrity of our elections. So look forward to that. We're also going to have some very interesting gentlemen on the show in the coming weeks talking about a railroad initiative that many are lobbying for that would connect Amtrak from Milwaukee to Madison and even Waukesha in there, so look for that. Hey, apologize in advance for some of the technical difficulties we're having, so you know, pretend like you're stationed overseas and you're listening to like what was the name of those old radio shows? Also, the city has announced at City Council that we do have a official Christmas Parade Memorial Commission that's put together. And a few of those members include Barrett. So, it'll be chaired by Jerry Corey of Corey Insurance. There'll be a council representative to the Public Art Board, as well as that District 11 alder person, whoever wins in April. We have Sarah Waymeyer representing the Waukesha School District, and Sarah's also the band director for the Waukesha South Marching Band. We have Tamara Rosencharter of the Dancing, representing the Dancing Grannies. And Dan Taylor, representing downtown businesses, business owners. Sandra Feller of Extreme Dance Team. Sherry Sparks, representing the Blazers and the Jackson Sparks family. There'll also be a representative from the fire department, the police department. Lori Loken of the Catholic Schools. And Peter Bacon of Pro Health. And Jen Dunn, representing the Jane Kulik family. So, very well represented. They are looking to open the commission to other members, potentially even some of the high school students. So we'll keep you posted on that. So, hey, and any questions you have here, we've got a number you can call. And that number is 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. So that's what I have for news now. Oh, and also too, be sure to check out the Wednesday Plan Commission. One of the big items is Bopti's Tables is exploring an expansion opportunity that will more than double their space. They're looking at combining two buildings where the former Edward Jones building. So be sure to check out the Plan Commission meeting and see what's going on there. So, well, enough about that. Let's have our first guest on. This is Mary Jane Sanchez, a very good friend of mine, president and owner of Work Hub Digital Marketing. And she's also been, for many years, an organizer of the Women's Executive Network of Waukesha County. So, Mary Jane, tell us what's going on.
Good morning, Alderman Brown. How are you today?
Great. Kind of a crazy start, so we appreciate your indulgences here. So in our second running, so.
Yeah. So I'm here to talk about small business and especially women's small business, professional women, and other people that help support downtown Waukesha businesses. Actually, the Waukesha County. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit of reverberation. So anyway, we had our first meeting on Thursday at the Thunder Bay Grill this at lunchtime, and we had about 30 ladies there, and we went around the room, introduced each other, and So there's a lot of interest and need for women to get together and network. So we will have another event in February, and that will be at the Blair House, up on Madison Street behind the old police station. And we will get a tour, and that will be hosted by Lisa Sapp. And she is currently running for the city of Waukesha Mayor. In March, we're going to do a partner program with the city of Waukesha Chamber of Commerce. And that will be at the Tustin Hall up on Delafield Street. So that should be quite a large event. And then in April, this will be fun. We'll be at the old Smooth Baker dealership on Main Street, and that is currently housing Realty Executives Southeast. And we are going to do a Bloody Mary social. Besides my marketing firm, I also own Wisco Mary, which is a Bloody Mary website for the whole state of Wisconsin. So we'll have some Leap Vodka there, as well as Bloody Mary mixes. And then in either March or June, we will be at the New Lumber Acts downtown Waukesha on Broadway. It will be a two-story Acts Games Bar and Grill, and that will be opening end of February. So we're excited about new locations supporting businesses, not just downtown, but all across Waukesha County. So any interested parties can look us up on our Facebook page, and that would be the Women's Executive Network. You can join. It is a free group, and we welcome everyone. Thank you. Sounds great.
Hey, thanks, Mary Jane. And I was hoping to have a little bit more of a dialogue with you here, but again, because of some technical difficulties, we're behind time. So is now a good time to go to break, Jason? Let's do that, and then we're going to have our first candidate on, Aaron Spencer, when we come back from the break. So stay tuned, and thanks for sticking with us.
Thank you.